And we're on in 3, 2. Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of Possum's Big Fiddle Show. I'm really jazzed tonight, really jazzed, because tomorrow we're heading off to on a great adventure, fiddling adventure. We're going off to Scotland, and then we're taking a overnight ferry to the Shetland Islands and going to the Shetland Fiddle and Accordion Festival. Man, is that going to be awesome. Now, you know, the Shetland Islands, a lot of people don't know where they are. I've been surprised as I've been mentioning to folks that we're planning to go, and it's interesting people don't realize where they are. They haven't been studying their geography, as we say in the song, K-E-N-T-U-C-K-Y. You got to study your geography to know where the Shetland Islands are. They're up in the North Atlantic. Kind of, if you drew a triangle with kind of Aberdeen, Scotland on the east coast of Britain there, and somewhere in Norway, you kind of made a triangle. Up there at the top of that triangle would be the Shetland Islands. It's an archipelago. You know, now an archipelago, that's a group of islands like Hawaii, for instance, for us, for the American listeners. Hawaii is an archipelago. The Florida Keys, that's an archipelago. The Aleutians up there in Alaska, that's an archipelago as well. But the Shetland Islands are part of Scotland. Now, they used to apparently be part of Norway, but way back yonder in the 1400s, or back in the day, as people like to say nowadays, the King of Norway was interested in wedding his daughter to the King of Scotland, James III. And apparently he couldn't come up with the dough to seal the deal, so he threw the Shetland Islands in on top to make the deal happen. So that's how the Shetland Islands became part of Scotland. That's the short version, I assume. Must be more to that story. We'll find out later, I guess. But at any rate, we're headed off to the Shetland Islands. There's some really fantastic fiddle playing up in the Shetland Islands. A lot of people know, most people know, especially in the States and kind of around the world, is Ali Bain, probably the greatest exponent of the Shetland and Scottish fiddling around. He's gotten more plays, traveled more, he's produced these fabulous sessions, transatlantic sessions, Shetland sessions that were on TV first and then were DVDs. A lot of people have watched them on DVD. I think you're starting to see excerpts from them now on YouTube even. But Ali Bain, you know, if you've heard his kind of playing, he had a collaboration with a guy named Tom Anderson, an older fella, and this was the resulting recording. It was originally an LP. It's called The Silver Bow. It's still in print, by the way. You can order it from a lot of different places still. I think it's, I think I can stream it on my Google Music, so whatever music service you have, you can likely stream The Silver Bow. It's really great music. Simple accompaniment, sometimes unaccompanied, two fiddles, and it's Scottish, but it's got kind of a Norwegian flavor, you know, this the Norwegian kind of slow roll, the way those tunes roll out slowly. They're not terribly notey, kind of droney, lacking the Baroque element you hear in a lot of a lot of Scottish fiddling has kind of a Baroque sound to it, and the technique is pretty high a lot of times. But this stuff's pretty accessible music, actually. I'm trying to think, one of the tunes I play that's a Shetland tune is something called Spoodiscary. Maybe I'll have that as one of my lessons on my YouTube channel in the future, but apparently that was written by Ian Burns in 1980. It's a pretty new tune, but it's gotten a lot of play. I've seen it on a lot of recordings and heard it played. Pat and I play it for our contra dances sometimes. So anyway, getting back to talking about this festival, you know, getting to the Shetland Islands is no small feat. Coming from the U.S., we're going to fly all the way over to Dublin and then take a on a big jet and then take a propeller plane from Dublin to Edinburgh. And then in Edinburgh, you got to spend a day there. We usually spend a day there crashing to get over the jet lag. And we'll probably go to a session at the Sandy Bells, which is without question the leading session bar there in Edinburgh, most famous for sure. Then the next day, we'll take the train, ScotRail, up to Aberdeen and hang out for a couple hours before the ferry leaves. It's an overnight ferry. It takes 12 to 13 hours. And you arrive the next morning in Lerwick Harbor. Lerwick's the biggest town in Shetland. Shetland Islands only has about 28,000 people. It was the total population. And a third of them live there in Lerwick, about 8,000 people there in Lerwick. And so it's not a very big town. Not as big a town as Chicago or St. Louis or anything like that. It's a pretty small place. 8,000 people. I'm trying to think what comparable town in Missouri would have about 8,000 people. So probably something like Mexico, Missouri. It's about the size of that. But it's you got to add in the fact that it's up near the 60 degrees latitude. I think the only other time I've been at 60 degrees latitude was on a Alaskan cruise one time. The cruise ship stopped in Skagway, which I thought was awful far north, but apparently the Shetlands are about the same latitude north as Skagway, Alaska, so it's really far up there. So when you get there, we're gonna show up there on Thursday next week, and the festival lasts for four very intense days. In fact, the festivities get started at 11 o'clock in the morning, with greeting and music and all kinds of things. And I'm going to go grab me some fish and chips at a place called, I've seen on the Google Maps, called the Happy Halibut. Just sounds delightful. So we'll go see what their fish and chips is like. I'm going to eat fish, I think, like three times a day because you're out in the middle of the North Atlantic. And from all I can gather, there should be some pretty good seafood to be had. But the festival setup is really interesting. It's quite a large program. There's lots and lots of artists that are going to be there. And the first 2 days, on Thursday and Friday evening, there's dances and concerts and suppers at some locations, but they're spread all over the island. There's actually six venues each evening, so there's really no way you could do it all. So we kind of picked one venue for each of those evenings based on wanting to hear a couple of different artists. One of those is a woman named Gemma Donald, who I've seen playing on YouTube. Actually, a friend of mine, Jacqueline Garrett, who's up in Quebec, mentioned her to me, and then I looked her up, and I ordered one of her CDs from a place called Music in Scotland. If you haven't checked out that website, just type that in. If you want Scottish music CDs and books, that's the place to get them, and they mail order over to the States without any problem. They get tons and tons of things available that you really can't get here. But so I got one of her CDs, and man, she's a really good player. And so look her up on YouTube, Gemma Donald. She's got a few videos up that have been taken at various cafes and venues. I think there's a video of her playing in a contest. But I think she's really awesome. So looking forward to hearing her. And then we want to hear the famous Kulavo Kaylee Band on Friday night. We're going to go hear them. And that's the band that used to be the band that Willie Hunter was in, the great Willie Hunter, who's passed away, but his fiddling was just absolutely amazing. Again, there's a lot of his on YouTube and streaming services, and do I have one of his CDs here in this pile? No, I don't. My CD collection's kind of jumbled up right now. From the granddaughter visiting a few months ago, I had to move a lot of things around to accommodate space in my music room. And haven't resorted my CD, so I couldn't find my Willie Hunter CD. Oh, no, wait a moment. Here it is. I did find it, actually. This is the Kulavo Kaylee Band, a Kulavo band with Willie Hunter playing fiddle. It's really amazing music. And the other reason we want to hear the Kulavo Band is the accordionist is a guy named Ivor Scully. And our friend Calvin Volrath wrote a really great jig, I guess in his honor. Doubt if there's more than one Ivor Scully floating around that's in the music world. And it's a really cool jig. And it's actually on this CD, just called Fiddle Calvin Volrath. Hey, that's the birds. That's my old clock. The birds sing on the hour. And actually, I'm recording this at midnight, so that was the, I'm not sure which bird that was. I can't see from here. We'll have a special presentation of that clock on some future episode. It's going to go off a lot every hour. So, but this is a great tune, this Ivor Scully jig. I've been playing it a lot for contra dances and what have you. But we might run into Ivor Scully. Who knows? That's what we're hoping. So, Shetland Fiddle and Accordion Festival in the Shetland Islands. You know, that's where they have the Shetland ponies, too. And you'd be really remiss to not go to the Google and type in Shetland ponies with sweaters. There are some really hilarious pictures of Shetland ponies wearing hand-knit sweaters. They're pretty darn amazing little critters, these Shetland ponies. So that might take care of everything I wanted to say about the Shetland Fiddle Fest, but we're really looking forward to it. And so if you're not already a subscriber to my YouTube channel or this Twitch, live Twitch broadcast, which is going on right now, just go ahead and follow me or subscribe if you're on YouTube. Be sure to hit that notification bell, that little ding, and then you'll get an email or some kind of a notification if you have the Twitch app installed on your phone. You'll get a little notification whenever I go live. I'm going to try to do something on a more regular basis, but for now it's just kind of hit or miss. But I think that's about all I had to do for this particular episode of the Big Fiddle Show. So stay tuned all the rest of the week and the week after, and we'll get special reports. Might have the what I'll call the Haggis Chronicles, where I try to stuff a piece of haggis in my mouth every day. Actually, I really like the stuff. It tastes pretty good. Goes good with breakfast, haggis toasties, haggis fritters, you name it. The haggis is good stuff. Even the haggis-coated scotch egg is something I've seen on menus. Not to mention Balmoral chicken, which is a chicken breast sliced, stuffed with haggis, put in the broiler. Oh, they put a piece of rasher bacon around it, too. Put it in the broiler, cook it up nice. Then when it's done, they pour a little whiskey sauce on there. That's good eating, a Balmoral chicken. It's sort of their answer to chicken cordon bleu, I guess. But so that's it for the program today. If you want to send me a message, it's bigfiddleshow@gmail.com. And you can also subscribe to my blog. I've got a blog post about today's program at blog.charliewalden.com. So that's it, folks. Thanks, and thanks for listening. Bye-bye.